This is a podcast from Aletheia, Truth in the Darkness, whose mission it is to uproot false foundations, to tear down idols of the heart, to build up the church, and to plant seeds of hope. The title of this podcast is "The Lord is Still Speaking, But Can You Hear Him?" Quote, "God is speaking. Not God spoke, but God is speaking. He is by nature continuously articulate. He fills the world with his speaking voice." Unquote. Tozer, The Pursuit of God, 2013, page 72. Quote, "For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the thoughts of his heart through all generations." Unquote. Psalm 33, 9 and 11. Quote, "This word of God is the breath of God filling the world with living potentiality. The voice of God is the most powerful force in nature. Indeed, the only force in nature, for all energy is here only because the power-filled word is being spoken." Unquote. Tozer, 2013, page 72. The Lord speaks. He speaks through creation. He speaks through dreams and visions. He speaks through others and through circumstance. But he is always speaking that which conforms to Scripture. For the Scriptures are the absolute and eternal word or voice of God in written form. Quote, "A voice says, cry. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever." Unquote. Isaiah 40, 6, a, and 8. And Jesus, who only spoke what he heard from his Father, clearly testified that, quote, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life." Unquote. John 6, 63. So if God's words are spirit and life, then how can they be captured in a book? That is a wonderful question. Many have sought to know and understand God by reading the Bible, but they have come up empty. Why? Well, as Paul says, quote, "We are setting these truths forth in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Holy Spirit, combining and interpreting spiritual truths with spiritual language to those who possess the Holy Spirit. But the natural, non-spiritual man does not accept or welcome or admit into his heart the gifts and teachings and revelations of the Spirit of God, for they are folly, meaning meaningless and nonsense to him, and he is incapable of knowing them," in other words, of progressively recognizing, understanding, and becoming better acquainted with them, "because they are spiritually discerned and estimated and appreciated." Unquote. 1 Corinthians 2, 13-14. I love the way the Amplified Bible expressed that. So the Bible is a spiritual book. In other words, if we read the Bible like it was written in stone thousands of years ago and is therefore out of date, then it will not speak to us. It will not carry the speaking voice of the Holy Spirit because we will be reading it as if it were a human writing done many, many years ago and stuck in time. But both the Father and the Son, the Word made flesh, said in both the Old and New Testaments that the Scriptures were of divine origin and came directly from the mind and mouth of God. For the Word of God is living and active, Hebrews 4:12, and all Scripture is breathed out by God, 2 Timothy 3:16a. And since, quote, "God is spirit and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth," unquote, John 4:24, and worship doesn't mean singing but means a way of living for God, that it means that the Holy Bible is actually not a printed book, but instead is a spiritual book, written in time and space but not subject to time and space. Therefore, the Word of God speaks to you personally and eternally in every generation, communicating the exact same message as it did to those in the first century. Therefore, quote, "I believe that much of our religious unbelief is due to a wrong conception of and a wrong feeling for the Scriptures of truth. For when one believes that a silent God suddenly began to speak in a book, and when the book was finished, lapsed back into silence again forever. However, the facts are that God is not silent, has never been silent. It is the nature of God to speak. So the Bible is the inevitable outcome of God's continuous speech. For it is the infallible declaration of his mind for us, put into our familiar human words, unquote. Tozer, 2013, pages 77 and 78. There are many of God's children who have great faith in God's eternal speaking voice in Scripture. And at the same time, there are those who have faith in a book, carrying old locked up truth, and who teach as though those words are not living and breathing, but are still the foundation of our faith. But when one teaches that the Bible, as in the book itself, is the power, instead of the God who breathes still through the living pages of the eternal word, they lack faith to receive from God. So the power of the Scriptures are powerful, not so much because they are written on paper, but because they are breathing his speaking, creating, life-changing, cosmic voice to those who have ears to hear. Are you hearing his voice?